Good morning. This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. Drought continues across much of western Colorado. CPR's Tegan Whitland reports.
According to the latest U.S. drought monitor, 12 counties are now in severe to extreme drought, with the highest concentration on the western slope. There are several fires smoldering over the region now, and ongoing drought makes more fires likely this summer. Matthew Alexa, a National Weather Service meteorologist in Grand Junction, says this summer's monsoon hasn't brought much rain, which has compounded the drought already caused by low snowmelt.
We've seen rain, you know, enough to wet the ground and whatnot, but for the most part, you know, we're seeing more lightning and gusty winds, which has contributed to more fire starts. Because it's been so dry.
He says dry vegetation will continue to be prone to wildfires, and conditions are expected to persist in the week ahead. Tegan Wendland, CPR News.
A red flag warning is in effect for most of western Colorado. The Center on Colfax will no longer accept donations from Chevron. The $317 billion energy company has been described as a large supplier for fuel to Israel. The center, which focuses on supporting the LGBTQ community, said in a statement that it wants to align its actions with its values. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Across the Front Range, a mostly sunny day with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Then tonight, temperatures will drop to the lower 60s. For more local news, head over to CPR.org. The time is 9:06. Have a good one.